Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Hey, 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 the Wahoos are 2-0, and who believes all they needed was one more point and they got it?
You know, I always talk about the emotional difference between winning by one and losing by one. Feels a lot better to win by one.
Let me tell you something. You know that trip back from Winston-Salem for Coach Tony Elliott and
his
team?
Had to be a lot of fun. A lot of joy on that bus.
I'm pretty certain that was one of the best return trips they've ever had from any competition. And
I say bus. Maybe they flew down there. I don't know.
I think they probably flew to Winston-Salem.
But regardless, just a great win, a pivotal win, program win, whatever you want to call it. But it certainly sets up the season as we look forward to Maryland on Saturday night at 8 o'clock at Scott Stadium.
You know, where everybody's encouraged to wear dark blue. All right. We have a great show tonight. We've got Mark Verica, former UVA quarterback, an all-around great guy and an excellent contributor to Who's Talking over the years. We've got Dr. O performing the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. He's otherwise known as Kwadwo Owusu-Achao. And lastly, but not leastly, we have Kevin Miller, the newish VAF Executive Director. That's Virginia Athletics Foundation. And it'll be very interesting to hear what his thoughts are as he has now had some time to...
Now, he's been there a year and
yes,
a half?
Yes, he's okay. Now just getting his, get used to driving the car.
Yeah, he should know where the office is by now. But hey, Mark, thanks for joining us tonight.
Jim and Frank, good to hear from you guys. Thanks for having me again.
Hey, as a former quarterback, you had to be impressed with Calandria the other night. One thing I was going to ask you, he had a 77% completion percentage. I think 33 for 43. Am I wrong, or are quarterbacks completing more passes these days? What was your completion percentage back in the day?
It definitely wasn't 77%, but I think when you look at offenses these days, I think they're really using quick passes on the perimeter, almost like an extension of the run game. And I see that with UVA's offense this year. You know, a lot of their first and second down calls are just these kind of quick flips out to the perimeter to Fields and Harris, and sometimes the screens to Pace. And I think there are easy ways to get the ball into the playmaker's hands, and they almost serve as an extension of the running game. So that's really not to take anything away from Calandria, because even when he is throwing the ball down the field, he's been, like, really on the mark. But I think that probably would explain some of it, those quick passes on first and second down.
Well, you know, another thing, and we should point out, we're talking to Mark Verica, former UVA QB. You had one extraordinary season, if I recall, and my memory fails me. What year was that?
08, 09, and 10 were the 3 years he played. Which year was it, Mark?
Was it 09?
I'm not sure, because I don't know if I would call any of them extraordinary. But
yeah, but you had significant yardage, and it propelled you into the top, like, seven or eight seasons ever by a UVA quarterback.
I mean, Mark, what the heck? People forget. Call all three of them extraordinary.
Yeah. Sean Moore's not listening. You can say anything you want.
Yeah, it was actually an interesting career, because I took over in 2008 and started about 10 games. And then the following year, I was backup and started a couple games. And then my fifth year, 2010, I came back to being the starter again. So,
yes.
You know, there was some ups and downs, but we had some good offenses. That 2010 year might be the year you're talking about, because at the time, it's probably been broken now, but Dontrell Inman and Chris Byrd at the time were the most prolific wide receiver duo in UVA history.
You know, those were good times, and I remember marveling at how excited you were during that time. You could see it on your face all the way from the sidelines. You know, looking at Calandria, don't you get a sense that he's just having a ball? I mean, he was behind, but he didn't look freaked out. And in games since he started playing last year, he injects so much life and energy. And as a lot of folks, I think, have noticed, it's obvious now why he was chosen this year to be the starter, because, quite honestly, you're never out of it if Calandria is in the game, are you?
No, and I think that's a good assessment, because obviously he brings a lot of athleticism to the table and the ability to use his legs. But you're right, just like from the cheap seats, you know, as I'm watching him, you can see this kind of very energetic style of passion and leadership that I think his teammates really kind of surround and resonate with. So that's been impressive. You know, you don't always see that from your quarterback, that kind of heartbeat and energy coming from the quarterback position. We typically tend to think of it as a kind of stable, kind of stoic type of position, but, you know, he really wears his heart on his sleeve, and I think it works for that team.
Hey, it's supposed to be a game. It's supposed to be fun. And, of course, my coach used to say the fun is in winning,
yeah,
which they were able to do the other night. One other stat I was going to throw at you, the team was 3-for-14 on third down. That seems a bit low. What would be an ideal percentage of conversion on third down in your assessment?
At least 50%, right?
Well, I mean, it's tricky, you know, because the guys that you're lining up against, you know, they're preparing, you know, that week too. So I think we would typically try to aim for 40% or above, or 50%. It doesn't always work out that way. You know, thankfully, they were able to convert some key fourth downs when it really, really mattered in the end there. But yeah, I think you're right. I would look for that to be a main focus going forward.
Yeah, I was thinking we were
hold that thought. Hold on.
Yeah.
You're on to something, Jim. Here's the thing. If the offense does not generate some decent yardage on first and second down, if you're third and long, you're not going to convert a high percentage of.
Yeah, you don't
want
to be behind the sticks, as they say.
Behind the chains now. But here's the thing, Calandria, by virtue of his mobility and based upon the skill sets of Malachi Fields and Trell Harris and obviously Neville. I mean, Neville is now a beast, isn't he? I mean, isn't that a quarterback's best friend, the tight end? Is that right?
Absolutely. Those two touchdowns to Neville. I think they were both in the first half.
Yes.
Those are really, really impressive by both of them. That first one, Calandria is actually starting looking to the right, and then he moves on, checks the middle of the field, and then at the top of his drop, he then is moving on to Neville in that back corner of the end zone and then delivers that kind of jump ball that was right on the mark. But Neville was like the third guy in that progression and made a great catch. And then the second one, Calandria was starting looking left, again, the opposite direction of Neville, and then came back at the top of his drop as Neville was breaking across the middle of the field wide open. So Calandria is using his eyes really well, that I don't think he was always doing last year being a younger guy. And Neville is just, you know, he's always in the right place at the right time. So it's kind of exciting to see those guys develop that connection.
Well, I think he's a transfer from Harvard, right?
Yes.
He's got to be bright.
He's a grad student.
Yeah, but so went to Harvard. That's pretty good.
Well, you know, you heard what he said after the game.
Yeah.
Tyler Neville said, he said, isn't this cool? Because he had never seen a game like that ever in the Ivy
League. Level of competition.
Well, he'd never seen a game like that.
And hey, so, Mark, by the way, we're visiting with former Virginia quarterback Mark Varick. Just curious, Trell Harris obviously dropped a touchdown pass early. As a quarterback, what do you say to the receiver when he comes back to the huddle after he dropped a TD?
Or sideline, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I would just go right up to that guy and just, you know, tell him to shake it off, and then I'm coming right back to you the next play.
Tell the truth. You tell him. How about catching the ball, guy? You know,
you didn't kick him in the shins. I mean, come on.
You know, well, you're ruining my stats.
Yeah, right. You're hurting my QB rating.
That's right.
But sometimes it depends on what the guy responds to. Some guys, you know, they might respond to that kind of tougher love, like, dude, get it together. What are you doing? Other guys, you know, they might be more responsive to some kind of positive encouragement. So as a quarterback, you kind of have to sometimes put your psychologist hat on sometimes.
Well, you know, let's take a moment here and do something unusual. We're going to recognize Canal Capital Management as the official sponsor of tonight's Play of the Game. And, Mark, I want you to tell me what you think. With about 2:40 to go in the contest, Virginia trailing by 6. They were driving, and on 4th down, inside the 15, I think, they threw a ball to Malachi Fields, and Calandria had to throw between the tall arms of the defensive lineman, and he threw it a little bit behind Fields, and Fields was able to reach back, catch it cleanly, and then lean in, and he almost scored. That play was the play to, you know, convert 4th down, and then they had first and goal, and then everybody knows what happens from there. But we want to thank Canal Capital for being such an outstanding sponsor, and I just want your thoughts on that play and really that drive.
Well, I think that was the second 4th-and-2 conversion they made on that drive.
Right. Yes.
And the first, I think, was towards the wide side of the field. It was like a short, quick out to the sideline, but that's a long throw.
Was that to Trell Harris?
Yes, it was. That's a long throw, and I was actually surprised that Wake gave him free access. It wasn't contested coverage or press man. It was just kind of a loose man. So Calandria, you know, give him credit for seeing that off coverage and zipping it out there. On the 4th-2 down in the red zone, 4th-and-2, you know, that was a great job by Fields. You know, that just shows you that if you put the ball even in close proximity to him, whether it's behind or above, you know, he's going to use those long arms and make that play that you need. But and that was a much more contested kind of press man scenario. But, you know, I just thought that those were great instances, great examples of, you know, Calandria just showing that kind of maturity that you want to see at that position now in his second year.
Well, how much confidence does the team gain from winning a game like that?
I think they gain a lot of confidence, but I think the timing of it is really key. It's only the second game of the year, and it was an ACC game, and it is already the type of game that kind of tests your mettle as a team. So I'm really happy that they were able to kind of get that kind of win so early in the season, because that's the kind of win that can kind of animate the rest of your season going forward.
Now, let me tell you, you mentioned earlier Chris Bird and Dontrell Inman. I remember Inman playing, I think, for the San Diego Chargers. Am I not correct there? And Chris Bird might have played at Cleveland, but I wouldn't bet a dollar on that. Both players did a lot during their time at Virginia. Can you compare either one of them to Malachi Fields?
I would compare. I think that Dontrell would probably be a closer comparison just because of Dontrell's physical aspects and his style. Dontrell is probably not as big as Fields. If I'm not mistaken, Fields is like 6'4", 220.
Yep.
Dontrell was closer to like 6'3", 200, so a little bit lighter, but similar guy. You could just, you know, put the ball up, and he would extend his arms away from his body and catch it behind him, above him. Now, Chris Bird, he was more of a more compact, kind of shorter slot type of guy. But Chris Bird is one of the toughest football players, not even receivers, football players that I've ever played with, because he was as reliable as they come. His hands were really sure. And he would be... we would just be watching film, and he would be going toe-to-toe with linebackers in the run game, just doing that dirty work that you want from a guy inside. So they were very different kinds of receivers, but they were great assets for me as their quarterback.
I'm sure that was a lot of fun in the huddle, saying, all right, I'm coming to you. Get ready. All right, we got to go to break here shortly. I want to thank Mark Farica for being an outstanding guest, and thank you for reminiscing a little bit and also breaking down the Wake game. We wish you the best, and we'll get you back on later in the season so we can continue to analyze the growth of Anthony Calandria.
All right, let's go to break. We got the Ortho Virginia Injury Report with Dr. O coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-888.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99, or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either two or three of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's big ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Hey, hey, hey. Wahoos are 2-0, and you're listening to Who's Talking, and we've got the Ortho Virginia Injury Report coming up with Dr. Owusu Achau, a.k.a. Dr. O. Doesn't it sound like evil and James Bondish? I mean, Dr. O. Oh, no, that's Dr. No.
Dr. No.
We were close.
Just
Owusu
a letter, just
Achau.
Just a letter different.
Hey, Quadwo, how are you, sir?
Fellas, what's going on? Good to be back.
We're just trying to get you into a James Bond movie. We're hoping.
Well, he's
that...
happy too. The Dukies are also 2-0. But,
I mean, we're not doing bad ourselves. Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, doctor. Now this is pure speculation. I couldn't get a lot on this. I reached out to my boy Barry Parkhill. He ought to work for the CIA. He keeps secrets better than the United States government. But Blake Buchanan, who's a basketball player, has been seen with a full hard cast on his lower left leg. But they do speculate that he'll be available to practice starting at the end of September. Cast on the lower leg, does that mean to you ankle, foot, or what would you think that is?
Cast in the lower leg, I'm thinking more ankle, foot, like you said. Now, I mean, it's possible that it's some kind of stress injury on the tibia or the shin bone there that they're trying to protect. If they're saying he's going to come back, you know, this fall, and I mean, I think the prognosis must be good. So I'm assuming it's something that they're treating conservatively, effectively.
Yeah, they referred to it as minor surgery. Now, you know, what's the old line? Minor surgery is surgery being done on somebody else. But
exactly.
Or, you know, great surgery is surgery being done by Dr. O, of course. You know.
Oh, absolutely. You got that.
Dr. O, you promised me you were coming in studio. I'm heartbroken.
I am. I just can't do it today, man.
Okay.
I had a long surgery day. Got caught up. I will, though.
Yeah, right. Speaking of surgery, you know.
How about need some surgeries? You might want to come in here. Here's a new client.
Well, yeah. Does he do brain surgery? You know, I need brain surgery more than anything else.
How about, I'm afraid the... it's not a bottle in front of you. It's a frontal lobotomy. You know, Habo's okay. He'll live. We got Vince Dalton, even though he's retired. He said he'd come out of mothballs just to help you, Habo.
Yeah, Vince Dalton. Have you met Vince Dalton, Dr. O?
Yeah.
Well, Vince, I'm the proud owner of two hips and a knee provided by Ortho Virginia and Dr. Dalton. So I walk the walk. Well, I sort of limp. No, I don't limp.
He hobbles the hobble. He's a hobbler. All right,
walking testimonial. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Hey. So we have a couple things real quick. We know that backup offensive lineman Ethan Sipe broke his toe in practice this week. And I don't know what they're doing in practice, but you ain't supposed to break a toe in practice, particularly if you're a lineman. We saw Cam Robinson... the outside linebacker who was on the All-ACC freshman team last year and has shown all kinds of promise. He got hurt during the game, and then he was on the sideline in street clothes, but they didn't have braces and wraps and crutches or anything. And I'm like, I'm not sure what happened to him. He was involved in a play near the goal line when Wake was trying to score, but he was not involved in the actual play itself, and he was not hit by anybody, but then he worked his way to the sideline. We don't have any information. Sorry to put you in that position, but we can't even speculate on that. Corey Thomas, an outside linebacker for Virginia, appeared to get injured in his torso, and it could be a rib thing. If it is a rib thing, what do you think? How would they treat that?
You know, most rib injuries, you're going to just let be, and it can take anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks to fully heal. The biggest thing with rib or torso injuries is we're worried about, you know, your breathing capacity not being violated. So, of course, that's the worst end of the spectrum. Most rib things are really just kind of contusions or bruises. And I tell you, in some cases, players are able to play through rib injuries. So it really just depends on the extent.
Well, he needs to suck it up. We need him back. All right. I'm kidding. Well, no, not really. He better get back. Dr. O, we want to thank you for joining us tonight. And as always, you're welcome to come in studio with us.
Yeah, please. I didn't get a chance to meet you when you came in to record your ad. And I know meeting Habbo is on your bucket list.
You know it. We're going to make it happen, fellas.
All right. We look forward to that.
By the way, he's good friends with Billy. Right. Billy said, don't worry about Habbo. All right. We're just kidding, Linda. We're just kidding. This is a fun and games. All right. Thank you, Dr. O. All right, we're going to go to break here and come back on the other side. We've got the VAF's Kevin Miller, if modern technology will cooperate. Stay with us. Who's Talking? We'll continue.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, thesaber.com.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Orange Crush. This is perfect for our next guest. The VAF had a change of leadership about a year and a half ago when our good friend Dirk Kastra retired from the position and moved into Major Gifts, I think.
Right, and Dirk had been there a long time.
He'd been there
20-plus years.
Yeah, certainly. And then he was a basketball player on the team and all that. But we're delighted to have the new executive director of the VAF, and that is none other than Kevin Miller. And Kevin's with us on the line now. Kevin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are y'all doing?
We are doing much better. The Wahoos are 2-0, and that's a good feeling, isn't it?
Undefeated and coming home to Scott Stadium, yes. Plenty of tickets still available. Check out uvatix.com. We hope to pack it out on Saturday night.
Hey, he's a good marketing guy. Yeah. You know, he's raising money, selling tickets. He's doing it all.
Sells popcorn at halftime.
That's right. He's working at concessions. Hey, Kevin, did you go to the game, by the way?
done in Winston-Salem?
I did not go to the Winston-Salem game. I was busy painting crown molding, which I've been doing for the past 8 months, it seems like, in our new home. So I'm just trying to check off all these home projects so that I can focus on the job at hand while we're back here in town for a home game this weekend.
Yeah, you're still settling into Charlottesville. How's the? I know the VAF campaign is based on a calendar year, not the state fiscal year, right? But so you're looking at a December 31st end of year. How's the campaign going this year?
We're doing great. You know, through the first 8 months of the calendar year, we ended the month of August up 25% year over year. So pretty encouraged by the support we've been able to garner this year. We still got a long ways to go, you know, given all the changes that are occurring around the college athletics landscape. So it seems like it's a never-ending pursuit. We just want to make sure that we're amassing the resources necessary to provide our student athletes with a world-class experience, whether that's in the classroom or in competition or in the community. It takes a village to amass the resources in today's world, but we're very thankful for the support we've been able to garner thus far this year.
On the bright side, the university, under your support and Carla Williams, the athletic director's support, you guys were able to open the brand new football operations center, which they named the Molly and Bob Hardy Operations Center, I believe.
Yeah, Molly and Robert Hardy Football Operations Center. Yes, sir. It's a 93,000 square foot complex that opened up June the 6th to our ribbon cutting ceremony. It's making a transformational difference for the football program.
Don't refer to Frank as yes, sir. His ego is already too big. You know, it's going to get even bigger.
See, do you hear the stuff I got to put up with, Kevin? I mean, the guy made a couple of jump shots at Virginia, and he thinks he owns the world. hey, listen, it's always like this. It's always fun in games until somebody hurts somebody's feelings.
All right. Well, it's fun in games when we win. You know, that's the main thing.
Hey, it is true. It's nice to win. All right. So you got this big game this coming Saturday night, 8 o'clock kickoff. Kevin, talk to us a little bit about what you and your staff does on game day. I don't think most people have any idea what you guys do. So here's a good chance to sort of enlighten us.
Yeah, it's no better opportunity than a home football game day to visit with all of our donors that come to town. You know, it's one of the biggest gatherings that you will see on grounds, you know, all year round. It happens six times a year, so we got to make the most of it. And we're working through the parking lots and identifying the donors that everyone works with and going and making visits with them at their tailgates. And we've also got a wide array of Sabre Society stewardship benefits that we've rolled out here this fall for the first time, where we've got experiential opportunities that take place on the field for Sabre Society members at certain levels and above, where they can help form a line to welcome the players and coaches into the stadium, high-fiving them as they make their way into the locker room. That's something that takes place pregame down on the field. We've also got a pregame on-field experience that starts 60 minutes prior to kickoff, where we're watching the players warm up and watching them run out of the tunnel onto the field. And then we've got some in-game sideline experiences that take place during the game. We've all got different areas that we go and visit with folks throughout the stadium, whether it be the suites or the president's box or seeing people in the stands. We've also got people stationed at some of our preferred entry gates that we make available for donors at a certain level and above as well. So we wear a lot of different hats. We make sure that there's no issues in the parking lots. We ride around on the golf cart and making sure that everyone's parked where they're supposed to be and troubleshooting issues there. But game days are an awesome experience for not only our fans, but also for our staff to get to see so many people that we connect with via phone and email or seeing them in their hometowns. We get to welcome them to Charlottesville and go spend some time with them here.
I saw you in the West Lot prior to the Richmond game, which was a tremendous opening win for the Cavaliers despite the severe weather delay. Kevin, I'm curious, do you ever encourage or invite President Jim Ryan to come out with you on game day and interact with alumni in the West Lot prior to home games?
He's got a whole team of folks that help make sure that he's in the right place at the right time. You know, they definitely seek our feedback on, you know, whether or not we can best position him, whether that's in the tailgates or in the stadium doing different things. But, you know, he's got his own handlers that handle his schedule, and he stays busy and does a great job of
engaging folks from all over the state to come into town on game days. So sometimes you might see him in the parking lot, but he's running around too, just the same as we are.
Yeah, everybody's working on game day. By the way, we're visiting with Kevin Miller, the new, I think you're still new, executive director of VAF. You know, two of my teammates, Barry Parkhill and Wally Walker, are working with you. What are their roles versus your role?
Well, it's awesome to work alongside a couple UVA legends, living legends, and those two. You know, I mean, their jerseys literally hang from the rafters. So, I mean, they have a long history of involvement here at the university. They're super well connected. They can pretty much open any door they want to, given their reputation and what they've done as a player and as administrator throughout the years. So it's awesome to be able to work alongside both of them. I mean, Barry has been working in the VAF for 20-some years and is directly responsible for building tons of great longstanding relationships that have led to, you know, significant investments in the program. You know, UVA Athletics would not be where it is today without Barry Parkhill.
You know, I think it's important that you know administrator. Their jerseys are hanging from the rafters thanks to what I did to help them look good.
Is that what happened? Did you do the dirty work for them and set them up for all the success which they
yeah,
have?
Hubbo set some good picks, and he was an excellent decoy. And,
that's right.
You know, every now and then Barry would pass the ball to Hubbo, and Hubbo would drill long jumpers, which in those days really were 2 points. If they had the three-point arc back in Hubbo's day, he would have broken some scoring records.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. That's certainly the way I look at it. But no, Wally and Barry, you're right. They're just they're terrific guys and great ambassadors for the University of Virginia, no question about it. And we're fortunate they're back, both back. Well, Barry's been there a long time, but Wally obviously has come back in the last couple of years. So grateful to have him, and I'm sure you are too.
No doubt about it. Yeah, Barry, Wally and I started on the same day. We got announced on the same day. Last September 11th is when we made the announcement that we were both coming on board, and then I started on October the 9th, and he was shortly thereafter. So, you know, they've both been nothing but welcoming and gracious with me and helping me, you know, learn the lay of the land and opening doors and connecting me with the right folks. So I'm very thankful to have both those guys on our team.
I must say, You got a tough job because you got to deal with people like Sarge Reynolds and Lee Dudley and Bill Tyson and characters like that. And that's tough sledding. I mean, those guys are nuts, right?
You deal with all types, you know. I'm appreciative of the passion that people have for the University of Virginia in general. You know, people, you know, coming from the University of Georgia, I mean, people love Georgia football, obviously, but here at UVA, people love the University of Virginia, and, you know, athletics is the most visible aspect of the university. So how do we want our institution to be depicted on national television? How do we want to be seen when we're on the ticker, when those scores come across? So, like, to me, like, you know, the university goes as athletics goes. The more successful athletics is, the more successful the university will be, you know, when it comes to number of applications and how selective they can be with the admissions process.
Yes.
So it all ties together. And, I mean, in philanthropy as well. I mean, you look back at 2019 when UVA won the national championship in basketball and played in the Orange Bowl that year. I mean, applications were through the roof that year, and so was philanthropy. So, I mean, the more successful athletics is, the better it's going to be for the university as a whole and the pride that it brings. I mean, think about the Summer Olympics and the pride that it brought to all of UVA Nation, you know, worldwide, you know, on that global stage. I mean, it's priceless what athletics brings to the table from a university marketing and branding standpoint.
Hey, Kevin, tell our listeners a little bit about your family. You're back at the house painting, so I assume you got some honeydew projects there at the house.
I'm just trying to get them checked off as quickly as possible so that we can have an enjoyable weekend when there's no football game or no nothing going on. We don't have to worry about, you know, a to-do list. So, you know, we got a nice house here in Crozet. I've got a wife, Elizabeth, and three daughters. They're 8, 5, and 2 years old. So it's been a family transition. I think when we spoke last fall, whenever it was, you know, I was commuting back and forth to Georgia when they were finishing out the school year, and
You know, it was hard, but it allowed me to sink my teeth in and work 12, 14-hour days and not worry about getting home at any time for dinner or anything like that. But, you know, I can't do that with them all being under one roof now. So just trying to find times to be present where I am when I'm there, whether that's at work or on the home front. I'm just trying to lean into where I am when I'm there as best as I can. But, you know, I've got three young girls that are a handful, and but I wouldn't have it any other way, so.
Well, I think that's fantastic. We've been visiting with Kevin Miller, the executive director of the VAF. Kevin, right now that you've been there a little bit more than a year now, and you've gotten your feet settled a little bit, in the year or two looking forward, what big goals do you have?
Well, the college athletics landscape seems to be changing on a daily basis. So we've got to be fluid. We've got to be nimble. We've got to be willing to adapt to the times and whatever's happening. And you know, we're going to continue to prioritize athletics priorities, but also lean into donor intent. You know, and there's so many people here that are passionate about our Olympic sport programs. And at the end of the day, you know, I want people to support things that are meaningful to them. So, you know, we're going to see how this house settlement shakes out and how the dust settles. And develop a plan from there. We've got some ideas in mind, but there's just a lot of moving parts right now for us to be able to solidify exactly what that looks like. You know, we've got some challenges at UVA with the cost of tuition being what it is and trying to house, educate, and train 790 student-athletes across 27 sports with the out-of-state tuition being almost $80,000, and 85% of our student-athletes are out-of-state. So, I mean, you know, you can do the math there, and then not to mention, you know, what things look like beyond this house settlement, whatever it may or may not get settled. It may go to trial. Who knows? But, you know, the proposed scholarship limits that they're eliminating and turning it into roster caps, I mean, that creates some real challenges for a place like UVA with the number of sport offerings that we have. So we've got to lean into donors' passions and, you know, we need to leverage this opportunity as best as we can to make sure that we're amassing the resources needed to ensure that UVA is able to have its continued broad-based athletic success that we've all come to enjoy. So it's not going to be easy, but we're excited for the challenge that lies ahead, and people are super passionate. So I'm sure that folks are going to continue to want to ensure that all of our sports have the resources they need to compete for championships. So it's just going out and sharing that message with folks, and leaning into the Saber Society platform that we've created and the stewardship benefits that come along with that, and making sure that we're doing our part to build meaningful relationships with people that have an interest in supporting our program, I mean, first and foremost.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there, Kevin. Thank you for joining us tonight, and sounds like you've got your handles on the steering wheel and you're doing great.
Absolutely. Best of luck, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon. All right, we're going to go to break now. We got the ACC football schedule. We got the Olympic report brought to you by Fridays. Lots to stay tuned for. You're listening to Who's Talking.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's show. Let's look ahead for a moment. Next week we have Antonio Rice, former Virginia great running back. Chris Wright, longtime friend of the program, and also a great friend, Dr. Jody Smith, will do the Ortho Virginia injury report. And Frank has some news from the UVA Club of Richmond.
So the 12th annual Alumni Charity Challenge, which benefits Feedmore of Central Virginia, is this coming Thursday. So bring your canned goods or make your donation online to Feed More event Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. at City Stadium. I think if you go to feedmore.com or UVA Club of Richmond, you can make an online donation, or you can go to City Stadium and donate canned goods. All right. The UVA Club also has a game watch that's in the works for the Coastal Carolina game, and that was just announced today that game on the 21st, UVA travels to Coastal Carolina for a 2 p.m. kickoff. The game watch will take place at Kickback Jack's out there in the West End on Broad Street. All right, without further ado, we get to do the TGI Fridays Olympic Sports Report, brought to you by the Happy Hour every hour at your 4 RVA Fridays. In here, it's always Fridays.
And speaking of Olympic sports, the number 3 ranked field hockey team won 2 games last week. They defeated Temple and Liberty. Also ranked, the women's soccer team is up to number 4 in the rankings. They defeated VCU 1-0 here in Richmond last Thursday, and then beat Howard University on Sunday. Volleyball team won 2 of 3. They are now 5-1 on the season. Regrettably, men's soccer did lose to Duke 1-0. So the Dukies got us. And the interesting, I should have asked Kevin Miller about this. The women's golf team won a tournament in Japan. I'm wondering how much it costs to send the women's golf team over to Japan. And that's one of the interesting things financially now with the expanded conference and having teams on the West Coast. The travel budget is going to get greater going forward. Let's go to the ACC football schedule. Rather than go through it all, we're going to start doing key games of the week, one of which is Boston College, which is now ranked 24th, traveling to Missouri to play the Tigers. How do you see that, Mr.
Well,
Maloney?
Well, Missouri is number 6, and to my knowledge, that's the highest they've been ranked in football in a long time.
And they're in the SEC now.
They're in the SEC. If you can keep track of all these conferences,
it's
good
hard.
For you. But Boston College is number 24, and they didn't get there by accident. They thrashed Florida State.
Right.
If you saw that game, they bullied them all over the field. They defended them beautifully, and they made a fifth-year quarterback look silly. Boston College, if they want to do something great for the ACC, go ahead and beat Missouri and put Feinbaum and his cronies to shame.
Well, that would certainly be a feather in their cap and be a great win for the ACC.
By the way, before we forget, we must recognize the fact that Cal came all the way out to Alabama and beat Auburn 21-14, I believe. And let me tell you, I follow that game very closely online. Cal played them a great game. That wasn't a fluke.
It's a terrific win for them. Still a little bit of an adjustment to think about Cal as an ACC team.
Yes.
Here are the backyard brawl. West Virginia travels to Pitt on Saturday at 3:30.
Listen, this is a knuckle-breaking game. West Virginia, I think, is 1-1, if I'm not mistaken. Pitt is 2-0. There's a lot of pride on the line. These people know each other. This will be a knockdown, dragout game, and I wouldn't be surprised if this isn't like the final possession field goal wins it.
Quickly, Virginia Tech travels to Old Dominion. Do the Monarchs have any chance?
I do not know why Whit Babcock and Brent Pry wanted to go down and
they signed a long-term contract to play him a bunch of times.
I do not get it. I think VPI will pull out the W in this game, but this is a dangerous game. ODU started the season against
East Carolina, I think.
Well, somebody else. No, there was recently.
Maybe East Carolina was last week. I know they played East Carolina.
They had a tough opponent on the road, and they gave them a fit.
Yeah, so it could be a competitive game, particularly down there. We got a couple of minutes left. Real quick, Wake Forest hosts number 5 Ole Miss, coming off that tough loss to Virginia. Any chance for the Deacs?
I do think so, because clearly Wake has an offense, and they bring up a lot of yards against Virginia. And, you know, Virginia was able to make a couple of plays on D, a couple of sacks, that fumble recovery, which was nothing short of a freak of nature. That was just an unbelievable. That ball was in possession by 2 Wake players on the same play, and Virginia kept fighting, and they kept getting the ball.
Yeah, Clary stripped it away. And last but not least, the game we're really interested in, the Terrapins come to Charlottesville, Scott Stadium, 8 o'clock Saturday night. How do you see that?
Maryland is 1-1. They've got a new quarterback this year. There might be some quarterback controversy there because of their mixed results. Virginia has no controversy now about their quarterback, and I think the team is falling behind Calandria and supporting him with everything they've got. It's a question, can Virginia get enough guys healthy back to play at close to full strength? It'd be nice if Mikhail Boley could play a down this
Absolutely.
Year at left tackle.
Well, it's a big game.
I'm going to give a prediction here.
Go for it.
Gosh. Whew. I'm going to say 23-17, Virginia pulls off a raucous victory to go 3-0 on the season.
Well, that would be a great win. 8 o'clock Saturday night, Scott Stadium. I think the weather forecast is looking good. Hopefully no 2-hour rain delay on Saturday night. So please come out and root on the Hoos.
Wear navy blue. All right, next week's show, we've got Antonio Rice, Chris Wright of the Saber, and Dr. Jody Smith with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. It's been a great show. Thank you, Mark Verica. Thank you, Dr. O, and thank you, Kevin Miller.
And thank you, listeners. We'll talk to you again next Monday at 6 o'clock.
Go Hoos.
right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood. On Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.